Splash in the Springs Water Park for your perfect summer staycation. It's water park fun for the whole family. Springs Water Park at the Ingleside Hotel. Visit theinglesidehotel.com to learn more.
Riley Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. The man mistakenly deported to El Salvador in March and returned to the U.S. on Friday has appeared before a federal magistrate in Nashville on federal charges. CBS's Erica Brown reports from the White House.
In an indictment unsealed Friday, the Justice Department charged Kilmer Abrego Garcia with one count of conspiracy to transport aliens and one count of unlawful transportation of undocumented aliens, part of what they say was a years-long MS-13 trafficking ring. Lawyers for Abrego Garcia spoke shortly after the charges were announced.
First of all, he's not going to be convicted of these crimes. There's no way a jury is going to see the evidence and agree that, this sheet metal worker is the leader of an international MS-13 smuggling conspiracy.
The former police chief and convicted killer who escaped from prison in northern Arkansas 2 weeks ago is now back behind bars. CBS's Peter King on the capture.
Police say Grant Hardin was found about a mile and a half northwest of the prison from which he escaped. He was serving a 30-year sentence for murder and 50 years for rape, was the subject of the TV documentary Devil in the Ozarks. Hardin disappeared nearly 2 weeks ago. Court documents say that he got out by impersonating a corrections officer, quote, in dress and manner. A prison guard opened the gate and he walked through it.
There are no indications that a reconciliation between President Trump and Elon Musk is in the offing. Here's CBS's Scott McFarlane.
As the president departed the White House South Lawn for a weekend at his estate in New Jersey.
Mr. President, will you cancel Elon's contracts?
The big chill between the president and Elon Musk still hangs in the air. Sources close to the president told CBS News Trump is not interested in a call with Musk and said Trump sees him as immature and acting out.
Immigration agents made arrests in Los Angeles on Friday. Immigrant advocates say operations were conducted at a Home Depot, an apartment complex, federal courts, and the Fashion District. CBS's Camilo Montoya Galvez on the motivation behind the operation.
The agency is now undertaking more aggressive tactics to round up and interdict and deport undocumented immigrants, especially in Democratic-led cities like LA that do not cooperate with the federal government on immigration and deportation matters. And one of those tactics involves arresting migrants who are attending check-in appointments that the U.S. government is telling them to go to.
Authorities have closed popular campgrounds and backpacking areas along the Pacific Crest Trail in Washington State. They're searching for a former Army infantryman wanted in connection with the deaths of his three young daughters. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Joy. Oh, you are glowing.
Oh, hey. More like Mira Joyed. That Miralax helped me go. I was so backed up. Tried mega coffees, prune juice, everything. Then Miralax. And hello, gentle relief without the harsh side effects.
Ooh, how does it work?
It works naturally with the water in your body for constipation relief. Find Miralax today at your local retailer.
Use as directed for occasional constipation.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you know to check you have your phone first before the cab pulls away.
Hey, thanks, man. No, wait, my phone, come back! It's got my boarding pass, credit cards, phone numbers, my life, come back!
Checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
A city that paid people to move there has evaluated the program.
7 years ago, Tulsa offered $10,000 for workers to pull up stakes and move to the Sooner State. A new study says it's a success. Tim Bartek is a senior economist with the Upjohn Institute.
It increased the per capita income of Tulsa residents by over four times the program's cost.
3,400 people moved, costing only $36,000 per job. That's six times lower than a typical business incentive.
The program actually pays for itself long term and even in the short term.
Brad Gibson for CBS News, Tulsa.
Workers dredging a small lake in Dallas this week got a big surprise. They discovered 9 vehicles, 4 on Thursday, 5 on Friday. No human remains were found in the vehicles, which were brought onto land by the Dallas Police Department's underwater recovery team. That could indicate the vehicles were stolen and dumped, but police aren't quite sure. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
Meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy for tonight, a low in the mid-50s. Increasing clouds for tomorrow, high to the upper 60s. Then a couple of showers round and mostly cloudy on Sunday, a high near 70. Cooler and breezy on Monday with more rain. Right now it's 58.
WRJN. I love the colorful clothes you wear. And the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me
softly smile, I know she must be kind.
See what you can find. If rich, take her out for a meal. If a 90s boy, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, you put down or a turn of 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and live by. We love people, we love daddy, we love mean. We love everybody, but we do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing in the sea. Philosophy. Sing along with us, dee 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 dee, da 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 da, yeah we're happy, da da da, dee da da dee da 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 da, da 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 da,
right on,
da 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 da,
whoosh whoosh whoosh,
right on. Settle down. If she's rich, if she's nice, bring your friends and we'll all go into town.
You really got me.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring. Your little hand in mine. There ain't no
strain. Their kids are going to ground. Get some heavy rest. Never have to worry about what is worse or what is best.
WRJN was the radio voice of Racine's Raiders football. And now we've rekindled that relationship for the 2025 season. The Racine Raiders football team is back and seeking another championship. And WRJN has the entire season on the schedule. Saturday nights, it's the return of Racine Raiders football. See the full schedule at WRJN.com. WRJN.
So don't you be mistaken.
Guess you better slow your mind. a punch. When big desire is the fire in the eyes of chicks whose sickness is the games they play. And when the masquerade is played, the neighbor folks make jokes at who is most to blame today. And then along comes Mary. And does she want to set them free and let them see reality from where she got a name? And will they struggle much when told that such a tender touch of her will make them not the same? When we met, I was sure out to lunch. Now my empty cup is as sweet as the punch.
Your loving, baby, I need Hometown Radio Refreshed. WRJN.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps tonight. In the jungle, the quiet jungle, the lion sleeps tonight. Near the village, the peaceful village, the lion sleeps tonight. Near the village, the quiet lady, ocean lady, child.
nature, friend of man. Green-eyed lady, passion's lady, dressed in love, she lives for life to be. Green-eyed lady, feels like I never see.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. Kilmar Abrego Garcia has been ordered to remain in custody on charges of migrant smuggling. He appeared in a federal courtroom in Nashville Friday, shortly after he was returned to the U.S. CBS's Nicole Skanga has been on the story since Abrego Garcia was wrongly deported to El Salvador in March.
It's rare to deport somebody accused of a crime before the U.S. government makes its case, but that's what happened. Kilmar Abrego Garcia is back on U.S. soil to face criminal charges after ICE deported Kilmar to a maximum security prison in his native El Salvador. In March, the government admitted it was an administrative error. This was U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi today.
This is what American justice looks like.
People in northern Arkansas can finally sleep easy. Murderer and former police chief Grant Hardin is back in prison 2 weeks after he escaped. CBS's Ian Lee has been following the story.
Authorities found the 56-year-old just a mile and a half.